Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, no new episode of Plumbing the Death Star this week as Jackson went and got the COVID. He thought he was special, having dodged that bullet for the last 4 years, but I guess 2024 is the year we find out he's not built differently, nor in fact special. Sucks to suck. So, instead, here's an old episode from Plumbing the Death Star Plus, a monthly show we do for all our beautiful and handsome and gorgeous subscribers. It's like a regular Plumbing the Death Star, but worse. So, if you want more of this, as well as a bunch of other garbage, you can always sign up to Bad Brain Boys Plus over at sanspantsradio.com or through Apple Podcasts. And let's just hope that Jack doesn't get stupider. It's, oof, me and JD sure did, and I don't know if we can cope with that.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this month's episode of Plumbing the Death Star Plus. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And today,
once again,
we are asking a question that's been brought to me by my colleague.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah.
And that question is, why in a new Avengers issue 15 did Green Day write a song about Spider-Man?
Okay, so I know I've brought a lot of nonsense to you recently. I appreciate that. What would you a quiet place? Was sort of an insane question. But this, I saw this on Twitter. I saw somebody tweet this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a panel from New Avengers, issue 15.
Yeah.
It's everyone's favorite Spider-Man talking to Spider-Woman.
And Captain America, it looks like.
Well, Zamas got the actual issue out. Anyway, So Spider-Man says, come on. You've seen the Daily Bugle headlines, Spider-Man colon menace, Spider-Man colon murderer. Every day since I was a junior in high school, Green Day made a song out of it. And then Spider-Woman says, it's not a bad song. So I just want to know, in what world were Green Day writing a song about Spider-Man, and what song was it?
Fair. I mean, I guess the why would be more like, because again, Spider-Man, you grew up in, I guess, America in that sort of time,
yeah, where,
and you're reading a lot of the Daily Bugle. So I'm guessing a lot of Green Day would be like, yeah, fuck Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is a menace.
Well, it depends. It'll either be Spider-Man's a menace or the opposite.
Yeah, well, but it seems like... Oh, so you're saying maybe they wrote a song where they're like...
Fuck the Daily Bugle.
Leave Spider-Man alone. But Spider-Man says...
Nah, it's bad press, though. It is anti-Spider-Man.
Green Day, in 2006, that's when the comic came out, right?
Yeah.
Anti-Spider-Man anthem.
Oh, yeah. Zamas pulled up the previous panel and he says, I don't get good press at all, which provides context.
Yeah, it's very funny. They're having a meeting. It looks like an Avengers Tower and Spider-Man is sulking on a wall.
He's curled up in a ball on the wall.
It's very funny.
You'd be upset too if Groot... He got like a fetal position on a wall.
Oh, he is.
He looks like a little cocoon.
Okay, so I guess this is where, because again, he's got Tone, Steve, the Sentry, and that. And so it's, I guess,
Wolverine's there with one claw out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
he can't pop it back yet.
He's inspecting his one claw.
He's like, how's it look?
So this is that kind of team where I think it was like after the Avengers got dismantled, basically.
Yeah, okay.
disassembled. So
it's,
sorry,
it's a new, well, it's new Avengers. Yeah, 15.
When they sort of came together again, yeah. And I guess they're looking at like, well, we're here, we're back, and everyone's like, how can we trust you? You have that piece of shit Spider-Man, and Spider-Man's, I'm a liability.
Yeah, they wrote that being. Green Day wrote that song about me. So, now, Dushu, you're okay. The music man.
Yeah,
Can you tell us what album in 2006 this song would have been on?
So it's in between albums for Green Day, but it is
a single.
Mm-hmm. It is
maybe an anti-Spider-Man EP. Mm-hmm. That
I
released?
Believe that the album American Idiot came out in 2005.
Okay,
and I added maybe a different spanner into this work. So yeah, when you're trying to figure out when this was and what song it is,
yeah,
the sentence is every day since I was a junior in high school. So I've been getting bad press.
Yeah,
Green Day made a song out of it. So this couldn't. It might not be a recent song. This could be at any point. In Green? Spider-Man's career, Green Spider-Man. So Spider-Man, at this point, he's like an adult man, and he's been a Spider-Man. Okay. Let's say at this point, he's what, 25?
Yeah.
He looks like a little boy in the panel still.
This is when, like, I think he might have been, like, this is... Well,
are you gonna tell me that he got shot with like a ray that made him a baby again or something?
No. Like, was this before or after Civil War? When was Civil War the comics? God damn.
Anyway,
I feel like if it seems crazy for Green Day to have written a song about a teenage boy when they call him a menace.
He's a science teacher at this point. Okay. Or at least around that. Or he becomes a science teacher either just before or after this.
Yeah.
Extra good that he's in a fetal position on the wall having a soul like a baby.
Because like in Civil War, and that's when he kind of gets outed as Peter Parker.
That is
like 2006, 2007.
So that's after this. Has Green Day written a song about Spider-Man, the public figure?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But not about Peter Parker, man. All right, okay. So that would have been very targeted.
So time-wise, so this is definitely Peter Parker has... you can become a teacher. When can you become a teacher? I know in Australia, I mean, they've changed the requirements, but you have to do like a degree and then you have to do then like a year, at least a dip ed.
Yeah,
Spider-Man never does a dip ed. He's kind of, you know science, teach this school. what is it like in America? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like
I'm going to go with his, like, let's say 28.
Yeah, okay.
So you now have any time. And he became a Spider-Man when he was
17, yeah?
Yeah. I would say earlier, like 16, right?
Oh, God. Well, this is junior high school, which is, 16.
Yeah, okay.
So again, let's say you've got around about anywhere between,
I think, or like 17.
10 to 15 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, then we need to ask the question, at what point did the Daily Bugle, was it out the gate? They were like, Spider-Man's a menace? Oh, okay.
It says that in the previous sentence. Every day since junior
high school. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So we've got, expand the net for the last 10 years of Green Day album. So I was 1 year off with American Idiot. It actually came out in 2004.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Nimrod, which is the album that has like Time of Your Life, or Good Riddance, which is actually what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Warning, which is...
When was their first album?
That's a great question. We can narrow this down.
Well, it depends.
Oh, okay.
When was their first album?
The first actual album is called Kaplunk, and it's in 1992.
Okay, because again, I'm thinking Spider-Man. If I look, we're going through 2006. Yeah. Roughly, Spider-Man got bitten and was like all made fun of by the Daily Bugle around about like 1991.
Yeah, okay.
So this is a formation, maybe.
Green Day. Green Day or about the Spider Matters?
Well, Green Day's first big album is 1994, which is Dookie, which has like Longview, which is a song about masturbating.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming though that like Green Day were noodling around with like music when they were in high school and whatnot. So I'm assuming that they were in peak high school when Spider-Man was Spider Menacing.
Yeah, that's
true.
Or at
least that kind of. Where are Green Day from? Another question.
Yeah, do Green Day know of Spider-Man as like
not
a...
from New York?
Okay. So Spider-Man, they're just reading about in the papers. They're not actually witnessing Spider-Man doing anything.
Yeah, Green Day's from...
what is lead singer man name?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Joel? No?
Yeah, Piano Man.
Yeah.
Plays the song, you're the Spider-Man.
They're from fucking, I want to say Green Bay, but no, that's wrong. There is no way Green Day are not from there. Oh, no, fucking, no, look, just say it. I'm not going
to. I'm looking.
Scroll down, it'll be here. California.
Okay. Other side of the country.
All right, so I guess, so what would be the media landscape in the 90s of being like, there is a Spider-Man in New York who is menacing that city, traveling to the other side of the country.
I would also just quickly say that their band name is still Green Day,
uh-huh.
and the way that it's referenced is not Green Day started because of you.
That's true.
It's Green Day wrote a song about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
again,
yeah.
And then, years active, 1987 to present.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yep, yep, yep. All right, yep, so.
Because, yeah, they have, that's why, yeah, look. Because they actually have an album before Kaplunk, but it's a compilation of, like, an EP.
Yeah,
but actually, no. I fucked up. Yeah, the first album is called 1,000 Hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Think, which is 1990.
Well, I think another important, so like. So
his dad was a jazz musician. Yeah. And a truck driver. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're learning a bit about Billy Joe Armstrong yeah, here, which is useful as well, I think.
Yeah, because I'm trying to start thinking, how does like they get in their information about Spider-Man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the 90s, it's internet is not a thing.
No, really. Yeah. Well, that's what I think as well. Like, so in New York, mm-hmm. how many. The Daily Bugle, let's be honest, boys, it's a rag.
Yeah.
It's a fucking rag. Well,
yeah.
It'd be similar to how we know about The Mirror.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like yeah, exactly. UK the UK's mirror. Yeah. So does that mean, and because I think this is important as well. So Green Day's song about Spider-Man, is it like a kind of comedic song, isn't it funny we all hate this Spider-Man? Or is it like a protest song about how bad Spider-Man is? Because I think that will help us determine what album it's on as well.
Yeah, or it could just be the absurdity that there is a, like a man who is a spider terrorizing New York.
I think the way Spider-Man talks about it, it's got to be pretty anti-Spider-Man, this song.
Yeah, which is weird for Green Day to do.
It's so strange for Green Day to do.
It would be more of like, that it's just kind of like captivating that maybe Spider-Man doesn't understand subtext.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Maybe Peter Parker's like, Green Day's writing a mean song about me.
But Green really, just Green like, Day is just like almost the absurdity of superheroes, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Or focusing on focusing. On but yeah, so like early Green Day, like, because again, when did Green Day, because Green Day kind of got preachy.
Yeah.
I guess their music kind of preachy towards their sort of like American Idiot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, American Idiot's kind of a protest album, kind of against like Bush and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's funny to be like, American Idiot is, just double checking, it is political.
It is political. Yes, it's a massively,
politics in my music?
It's a huge.
What? No! I liked music when it was just bops.
Yeah, no, it's a huge anti-Bush album and like Rock Against Bush Volume 1 and 2 are around that time too.
It's so fucked up to imagine they just tacked on an anti-Spider-Man song.
Well, I will say. Hey, they've got an anti-Arnold Schwarzenegger song.
Oh, okay. All right.
At what point?
It's a bonus track on American Idiot. It's called Governator.
Okay, okay.
So are we going to settle on an album? Because I think there's another...
Maybe a few iterations here.
Sure.
If it was on the American Idiot album, yeah. It would be an anti-Spider-Man person. Maybe they're blaming Spider-Man for... What is Spider-Man
the Iraq War. What? Well, okay.
Well, yeah, because the American Idiot is a pretty succinct narrative.
Yeah.
American Idiot, the song is about George Bush, and then you get a character who's like, fuck America.
Yeah.
Like, who's every character in the American Idiot album have the worst fucking names, because you got Saint Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then you got Jesus of Suburbia. Okay. Then you've got what's her name? Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
So, now we know, due to sort of other comics and that kind of stuff, that 9/11 happens in Marvel.
That means the Iraq War. Yeah.
Are they blaming Spider-Man
for not
stopping?
They don't touch 9/11 in any of their songs that I can think of at all.
Okay. Like, not even like a hint? No. Not even like the implication there?
Green Day have not mad that Spider-Man didn't stop 9/11.
I was just wondering.
Because
that sort
sentiment
of,
that... probably would have been around. Even though Dr. Doom's crying or whatever because 9/11 happened. Nobody.
Where were you on the day?
Where were you, Spider-Man, when the towers were hit? Is a reasonable question to ask.
Spider-Man was, that's his turf.
I mean, I don't know if you can expect Spider-Man to stop a plane, but still.
As opposed to, like, say, I don't know, maybe Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man or something. But it's specifically an anti-Spider. Okay, well, but that brings us up to the next question that I've been thinking about is, what specifically does the Daily Bugle... Dush has got a bad grimace on his face. What specifically does the Daily Bugle say about Spider-Man? Because that's where the anti-Spider-Man rhetoric is coming from, primarily the Daily Bugle. So what are they saying about Spider-Man that Green Day might hear and then create a song about? Like, what do they say Spider-Man does? They say he's a menace, sure, but because they're saying he's stealing from old ladies, they're saying he's killing, you know.
Yeah, killing people. I wonder if someone has, like, gotten a, almost like a, I would like to say, like, a, almost like a blog or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every single headline from the Daily Bugle against.
That would roll. That's anti-Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, is it?
A lot of it's like, you know, hero or vigilante? What's he doing?
What's he doing out there? What's he up to?
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, is it the kind of thing, because if Spider-Man is just blamed, if it's like anytime Spider-Man fights a bad guy, they're like, maybe the bad guy was a good guy and Spider-Man caused the destruction or whatever, then I can imagine Green Day maybe, you know, using that as the impetus to write a song. But
okay,
yeah,
so you're J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh no.
One of the worst terrorist attacks against America has happened.
No.
Who do you think J. Jonah might blame?
Okay, and then Green Day read what would become quite a public piece, quite a famous piece from the Daily Bugle
to be, like, again, fuck.
And they pen a song.
Mm.
Yeah, Dusha, you look very distraught. I didn't think we'd end up here.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought it was funny that Green Day wrote a song about Spider-Man.
Well,
I didn't think we'd end up at 9/11. I predicted that.
So, American Idiot has a very strong, so it's anti-Bush, but the other thing that, like, Billy Joe, when he was writing the song, was like, and I don't know how I forgot this, because it's all throughout the album, it's like, he's got a real distaste for, like, in particular, the media's portrayal of the war in Iraq.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if that album's anti-media.
Yeah.
It's hard to,
so,
like,
are they okay? So is it more like, so again, it's anti-media, kind of what's similar happened to this day and age, where it's like, ah, oh, fake news, I got it.
Yeah.
Is
no, it's like journalists are going to the war and being like, whoa. Okay. It's like, yeah, you'd stand alongside people that are about to die.
Okay.
It's not kind of being like, you know, listen to the mainstream media. They don't know what they're fucking talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Daily Bugle is not the mainstream media. They know what's going on. They're blaming Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. No, yeah,
so
yeah,
Billy
okay.
Joe's like, okay, he okay, found okay, a distaste okay, 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 for the cable okay, TV's okay. coverage of the war. They had, like, these journalists in the tanks with the soldiers getting the play-by-play.
Well, then, I mean, maybe then it's actually pro-Spider-Man. Maybe.
Oh! Found something, and this changes a very funny thing. Despite the song taking place, so the song title will come up in a second.
Okay.
Despite the song taking place during Bush's reign, Armstrong says it wasn't just about the 43rd president, telling the spin, I would never think of American Idiot as being about the Bush administration specifically. It's about the confusion of where we're at right now. The world is in a confused state. I'm pissed off and I'm angry and I feel like it's not being fully represented.
Okay.
American Idiot could be rewritten to be about Spider-Man, yes.
Yeah, okay. So American Idiot.
The rest of the album, because the way that the panel is pans out, it sounds like that it's a single.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's, I mean, a catchy single by Green Day. That's why you release a fucking single.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we wrote a catchy song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if American Idiot just has another verse that references Spider-Man.
Pull
up the lyrics for American Idiot.
You gotta pull up the lyrics for
I also I know that say. The song American Idiot is a land, like, there's a lot of,
look,
2004 was a while ago.
A lot of landmines, Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to find, like, again, Daily Bugle kind of things about Spider-Man. And it's just like, he says, there's a menace, a masked menace. I do like one, which is Spider-Man fires first shot in mob war. Like, Spider-Man's a piece of shit.
Okay. But it's still pretty vague.
When I pulled up the lyrics, they pulled up a live version where they've just got Billy Joe talking halfway through the song in lyrics form. So that's funny. Like, remember the part where he says, hey, all right, England?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's from Bullet in a Bottle. Okay. So, American Idiot's not too bad. Opens with, don't want to be an American idiot.
Yeah.
Don't want a nation under the new media. Can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind. Yeah, fuck. Ah! The subliminal mind fuck. So not America. Mind. Not
fuck
mind,
America.
Comma, fuck America.
Yeah, mind.
Subliminal mind fuck.
Okay. America.
Yeah. Welcome to a new kind of tension
all across the alien nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
where everything isn't meant to be okay. Again, this is like a... It attacks the media.
Billy Joe,
what happened to you in Spider-Man world?
Where Spider-Man being a menace was enough to change American Idiot. Where he was like, yeah, the media's fucked. These journalists are going to Iraq and they are like kind of like sensationalizing the war. But I heard that Spider-Man fired the first shot in the mob war.
So I'm just trying to think like, oh, is it a kind of thing where it's like, oh, well, like, you know, Peter Parker, he's a journalist or a photojournalist.
That's true.
But then again.
He didn't know.
He doesn't know. But then again, he's the one taking pictures of Spider-Man.
This song attacks propaganda.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And like, we're like, hey, we're in a paranoid age.
Yeah.
Maybe Peter Parker's a bit stupid.
Yeah. Maybe it's not.
Actually, no way. Here you go.
How?
Look. Hey, theory.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So, Peter Parker, what we do know about Peter Parker is that he is very much a woe is me. I'm always a victim.
That's true.
Everyone's making fun of me no matter what.
He's a sack of shit. Yeah.
Even when things are going his way, he's always like, I am waiting for the rubber band to snap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like something good happens. He's basically one of those people who's always going to be like, no matter how good I am, no matter what I do, something's going to come and smack me in the back of the head.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, the rubber band pulled.
And then eventually, no matter how good it gets. Yeah.
And he's always like that. So no matter what happens, he's always like, I'm the victim,
yeah,
and everything bad is going to happen because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So what if it is kind of like the same kind of song, again, American Idiot, and it's like about the media or whatever it is,
yeah,
and there's a reference to like a Spider-Man thing there and a reference to being like, you know, the Bugle, like Spider-Man's a menace, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Spider-Man just hears that
and he's like,
they hate me.
This is about me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Theory number two, Boulevard of Broken Dreams is just about Spider-Man.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams comes out as is and is about Spider-Man because...
Everyone hates him.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Jessica Drew in the panel is like, it's catchy though. So she agrees with him that it's an anti-Spider-Man song, it is.
Or not even necessarily anti-Spider-Man, but a Spider-Man song.
Yes, yeah.
Because like, I walk a lonely road, the only one that I've ever known, don't know where it goes. But it's home to me, and I walk alone. Spider-Man, early days.
Yeah. Okay,
being...
Now, what if you change the word walk to swing?
I swing a lonely road. The only one that I have... I swing a lonely rope. The only one that I've ever known. I don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk
alone.
Swing alone.
I swing alone. The street on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jersey.
Where the city sleeps.
Yeah. Well, again, because the city sleeps, that's it's opposite of New York, so opposite of the city that never sleeps.
My shadow is the only one that swings beside
shadow,
me.
Maybe referencing to the
Black
the,
Cat?
The Venom symbiote, the black suit.
He's
shadow.
Billy Joe Armstrong's been watching. He's like, Spider-Man got that black suit. I got to include that in my new song.
That's basically like a shadow version of him. It's dark and it's a bit more violent. All right.
It's a sad song to write about someone you don't know.
My shallow heart's the only one that's beating. Again, maybe because, you know, with Spider-Man, he's got a lot of weight in his shoulders. Maybe that comes through his costume.
Yeah,
that comes through his heroics.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh yeah, I can see that the death of his uncle and the death of Gwen Stacy.
But do people know
that kind of
about
stuff.
That? Or is Billy Joe Armstrong just making assumptions? He's like, I bet that guy's so sad.
Yeah, well, maybe Billy Joe's like, why is this man trying so hard to prove himself that he is a good person and trying to stop all this kind of stuff?
Yeah,
he's done some. He's
hurt. Got some darkness in him,
and there's something there.
Yeah,
and that time that he dressed in that black suit, that was him going through.
That was
something.
His shadow.
That was
his
shadow. I can relate to him somehow, and I'm gonna, this song about Spider-Man.
Dude's just got a.
Yeah,
I mean, so Boulevard of Broken Dreams works, but what if Jesus is suburbia, Spider-Man of suburbia?
Well,
I'm the son of rage and love, the Spider-Man of suburbia. The Bible of none of the above, on a steady diet of soda pop and Ritalin, no one's ever died for my sins in hell, as far as I can tell, at least the ones I got away with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with me, this is how I'm supposed to be, in the land of make-believe that don't believe in me.
I mean, like, don't believe in me. Maybe what he's talking about is
Double entendre.
Yeah, entendre. People, nobody's got faith in Spider-Man.
I live in the land of make-believe because there's fucking superheroes all over this shit.
Yeah. And then Sad Sack Spider-Man hears this song that's actually on his side and is like, Green Day hate me. Green Day loathe me.
And again, you look at Spider-Man, maybe he didn't even listen to the song.
Yeah.
Maybe he only got, like, maybe whatever, because again, the what he says before it is like, you know, you've seen the Daily Bugle headline, Spider-Man Menace, Spider-Man Murderer. Mm-hmm. Every day since I was a junior in high school, Green Day made a song of it.
Yeah.
Out of it. So again, it could just be like, you know,
Green Day
being like, oh, my heart bleeds for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so no one likes
it. Because Green Day made a song out of it. I keep on assuming that it's an anti-Spider-Man song, but song out of it could just be the song of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it could the just song be, of Spider-Man's yeah. whole yeah. life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Green Day, they don't really believe the bullshit, but they made a song about that. You know, it was a nice song. It was a bop.
Yeah, it was a bop. Everyone loved it.
But even still, it still drew attention to the bad press that he kept getting.
Most
kind of bits of media where you're like, oh, you know, you analyze it. You're like, oh, this means this, but this means it. People were like, yeah, it's a pro Spider-Man. People are like, nah, it's Spider-Man.
It's anti-Spider-Man. Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter which song on American Idiot it is. It's going to either come across as anti-Spider-Man or that Spider-Man's a sad sack of shit.
It's not, even if it's not directly anti-Spider-Man, it's like negative.
I mean, like, we know as people that are aware of Spider-Man that, yeah, he is a sad sack of shit, but it's funny to write a song and be like,
yeah,
like, especially if it's Jesus or Suburbia, it's like, here's my 9.5 minute song about this guy I don't know and how he's depressed as fuck and sucks.
Spider-Man being like, how does he know?
Yeah, even like, again,
how does Billy Joe know this about me?
Yeah, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, yeah, like, you know, it's like, you know, read between the lines, what's fucked up and everything's all right, check my vital signs, I know I'm still alive and I walk alone.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, okay, it's like, you can pin that on old Petey there, and if it maybe isn't, maybe Peter's reading into it.
Well, that was what I was going to say, because if we assume Boulevard of Broken Dreams or Jesus of Suburbia are Spider-Man songs with no changed lyrics, how does Spider-Man know that they're about him? Is this an interview with Billy Joe where he's like, I wrote this song about, you know, the Spider-Man in New York?
Could be, actually.
Or does Spider-Man see, because what about this? Theory number three. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man hears in an interview that Billy Joe's new album, American Idiot, is about Spider-Man. Mm. And he thinks that American Idiot is about him. And he's like, Billy Joe Armstrong has called me an American Idiot.
Well, yeah, because how much does Spider-Man listen to?
Did he listen to the whole album? Yeah. We don't know. Spider-Man sit down and listen to American Idiot?
Did he just take it at face value?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, so Billy Joe is like, so this isn't so much about the Bush administration, it's just kind of about where we are, the media landscape.
Yeah, it's where we are in 2006.
For example, you know, the Daily Bugle, they did a whole thing about like Spider-Man, and like I've talked to people who live in New York, and they seem to
like Spider-Man,
And like they're out there saving lives, but again, his person is hounded by the press over and over again, and I just kind of put my mindset into this person.
Try to imagine what it was like to be Spider-Man.
And so then, like, it'd be so lonely there because you got all this negative press and you're trying your best to try and save lives.
Yeah.
But all you're doing is getting shat on. So, like, you know, I wrote this whole song where it's like, you know, I walk alone kind of stuff because he seems so lonely.
Even though he's in a couple of teams still.
Well, at this point, he wasn't.
I need you to look up some exam. We got comics and musics here and it's very useful. Yeah. I need you to find out what kind of music Spider-Man likes.
Okay.
Because that will help us determine whether or not he listened to American Idiot by Green Day.
Excellent. One thing I know about Spider-Man is media consumption is that he does like stand-up.
Okay.
Because he wants to be a stand-up.
Yeah. It seems unlikely. Spider-Man does not seem like a pop-punk guy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, that's not the vibes I get from.
Well, it depends, because there's that Spider-Man where he has a mohawk and a...
Well, that's Spider-Punk. Mm. And he likes British punk.
That's a different guy. Green Day are inspired. He's by the Clash and stuff like that. The Clash and... other British punk bands. I'm sure. Oh, Buzzcocks and fucking...
Look, someone on a Quora, their opinion.
They have posted a panel, though.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't think there is 1 ounce of music snob in Peter's body.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I think he enjoys happy songs casually, especially those that relate to other people.
I think also it's probably going to be hard to, if he hears the radio, it's going to be hard to ignore American Idiot. It was all over the airwaves.
They raise a good point where it's, he doesn't have much time to listen. So maybe he's not really listening to the album because he's got to be like out there.
He's going to be twipping around.
So maybe he'll need to pick it up through car radio.
Yeah.
People playing it on their stereos, their CD Walkmans.
Spider-Man would like Green Day.
Okay. Why do you say this?
Because the only.
Pop jazz. Big band and pop jazz.
The only.
Yeah.
The only musical reference that someone could find was in Marvel Team-Up Annual Issue 4 from 1981.
Yeah.
A bad guy references Shakespeare, and he's like, I don't know much Shakespeare. And he's like, what do you know? He's like, Elvis Costello. And then he references an Elvis Costello song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Green Day, especially in the later half of their career, borrowed pretty heavily from like that kind of style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if... obviously... Mm. This Spider-Man we're talking about wasn't alive in 1981, but if we're taking that kind of sensibilities.
Yeah.
He also does like Ella Fitzgerald, so again, it's very much jazz inspiration.
Okay.
So he's talking to Mary Jane to be like, hey, I've got this great new Ella Fitzgerald album, and he's, MJ's like, Ella who? we'll just have to do something about your taste in music. It's strictly 1964.
You're to respond sound like with, a, okay.
Maybe so, but it's all mine. So, it's less about what does Peter listen to, but what did MJ make him listen to?
MJ would have loved Green Day. MJ, Mary Jane Parker would have loved Green Day.
Yeah. So I'm guessing because Spider-Man is going from Ella Fitzgerald, all that kind of jazz, because I'm guessing that's what he listened to with Aunt May.
Yeah, true.
It's kind of like this big band.
Aunt May would have hated Green Day. Yeah.
There's jazz and those kind of things. So I guess
is Mary
MJ
model. Was cool. She was a sort of a theater kid, but
Green Day,
big kid energy. Yeah. MJ loves Green Day, but Spider-Man's please stop playing this album. This album is specifically anti me, babe. But it's great. It's so catchy.
Or imagine that. It's just kind of like she plays that song over and over again before she knows that Pete's Spider-Man, and then finally, he eventually tells her, and she's like. In the back, she's like, oh my God, thank you, Tiger, for telling me so much. And then she's like, in the back of her head, I have played that song so much.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
I've played that famous Green Day anti Spider-Man album again and again and again in the apartment.
American
no wonder
Idiot.
Peter keeps crying.
American Idiot in brackets, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is the comma American Idiot.
I want to be an American Idiot. I want to be Spider-Man.
Other person who is sort of looked into this is so in the 90s, so he does, I don't think grunge or hip-hop would fit him.
No.
He would probably like a little ska punk with its upbeat vibe.
Okay.
But not get super.
Green Day aren't ska, but they do have King for a Day, which is a ska song.
So maybe that was his sort of gateway.
That's 1997. That's on Nimrod, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, because I was wondering as well, it's the kind of thing where I can imagine if he had never listened to the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine Green Day. Oh, wait. Is the Spider-Man theme song a real song in Spider-Man's world?
Well, if it is.
Well, who does it?
That's Ramones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, in what?
Oh, I was going to say in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Because
there is a Spider-Man,
yeah.
And people are playing it.
Yeah.
Who does it?
Because I can imagine.
Because Ramones have a cover of it, but Ramones on a band. Because Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man in the 2000s and Raimi's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Maybe Nickelback, since Hero is Chad Kroger.
Because you can imagine, maybe not on American Idiot.
Spider-Man!
Okay. I'm so Ella Fitzgerald, if you're listening to that in sort of the 90s,
yeah.
Or the 2000s, it's a bit dated, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Kind of like the classics there. And Elvis Costello. So again, is that a in sort of is that mainstream or is that sort of a bit more like not with the times? Kind of like I only listen to like Gold 104.
I think it's not with the times.
Thing.
It's not
Elvis Costello in that period. Elvis, of time.
That's what I mean. Like, what's the connection between Ella Fitzgerald and Elvis Costello?
Both
in terms of our musical connection.
Well, let's hang on. Let's just quickly. Where is the fucking song he references in particular? I'll just play a second of it, and then we'll be like, "All right, is this
in any way
Oliver's Army from Armed Forces?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. I know this song.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds. Okay, so it's got a pretty strong Clash vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So if he likes that album, he probably likes London Calling. And if he likes London Calling and he wants to listen to bands that are like trying to do what the Clash were doing, but in the 2000s, yeah, Green Day's a
I think
a
he
big
would.
One.
I think he'd probably be a fan of Green Day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's definitely listening to it.
Yeah, he's... Then it makes it so much more of a betrayal.
Yeah.
He's loved Green Day since he was a kid. And he's like, oh, they got their new album. It's
But as we've sort of said, like the one of the theories is that it's not an anti-Spider-Man song. It's just that this has happened.
Well,
so it's kind of more about like a,
because
he's being called a menace, but he's a hero.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a song which is about, you know, what does it mean to be a hero?
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing.
But
even though you're villainized by the media, because he's going off of the media, right?
Yeah.
And it also could just be that, like, less being anti-Spider-Man as in, like, he's a menace.
Mm.
But because of what he's saying in the panel, it could be like Green Day have a song about how the media hates me.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking. So it's like, you know, I've been, like, you know, being yelled at by the Daily Bugle on a daily basis. You know, Green Day made a song out of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine Green Day being like, wow, ever, like for 10 years or like 15
Spider-Man's
years.
Spider-Man's a sad sack of shit.
There's been
the
like,
papers hating him.
For almost like.
Green Day kind of fell off.
Almost like, close to left like 2 decades here, there is one paper that fucking hates this guy.
Yeah.
And we're going to write this kind of like a song about how much this one, like one paper hates this one guy. And like, I think that's
up their alley. More... Like, I think that could have been a song. I don't think. It is any song on American Idiot, but it could have been a song on the album.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's got the same themes about the media misrepresenting people and the media sensationalizing things.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could have written a like Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman in the panel. She is kind of consoling. She's like, it's pretty catchy though.
Yeah, it's not
a bad
song.
But I guess that's and like that maybe that makes you think like, oh well. And it's anti-Spider-Man. And she's like, no, it's I know it sucks, but it's pretty catchy. But actually, she could just be like, yeah, it's sad. Your life's sad. But the song's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's some small silver lining. Yeah.
It's not a bad song. It's not
bad
to you.
No.
No, yeah, potentially. It's not, you know, it's kind of just...
It's not a bad...
It just shows
like,
what's happening.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's like, it's not completely negative. It's funny that Spider-Man's bringing it up when, like, surely everyone knows, you know?
All right, so... Green
Day wrote a song about me.
Reading,
dude, duh.
Yeah. So reading further on the comic, so what happens is, like, so Peter's like, woe is me.
Yeah.
And so then Iron Man is like, all right, go put on your mask, hide your wife and aunt. He'll be here in 27 minutes. And Spider-Man's like, he, who, clearly, because, like, this is the face of a man who has just had an assault.
Oh, yeah.
He's still in the fetal position on the wall at this point.
And they invite... J. Jonah Jameson.
What?
To the Avengers Tower.
They should have invited Green Day.
Yeah, I know. I was like, no way Green Day are in the
We are inviting J. Jonah Jameson to announce the Avengers. And they're like, look at the team. And he's like, him? And then we see a bit of a couple of headlines. So it's Spider-Man murderer, Spider-Man menace, Spider-Man, Spider-Man clone is a menace.
Uh-huh.
Web the one that terrorizes city. So let's see, what else are we, so yeah, Jonah seems to, a lot of his body language is,
he's standoffish.
He's not happy about it. Okay, I'm just trying to see, because something I thought would be interesting to check.
Whoa, he shakes hands with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man's like, J. Jonah is like, I report the news, and so they're basically being like, we will give you exclusive coverage and exclusive access if you lay off Spider-Man.
Okay.
And then his editor, I think Robbie's like, say yes or I quit. So I guess...
So they don't come to...
He's
they don't get blackmailed.
Yeah.
He's basically like, I'll happily stop besmirching Spidey's good name.
Yeah, yeah.
To get exclusive access to the Avengers. Okay.
All right.
Green Day should have got the same deal.
Yeah.
Bring Green Day in and be like, Billy Joe, stop playing that song live.
We'll give you full access to the Avengers. Why would I want that? Why
you can
would
write
you
a song
not?
About all of us.
Why are you just writing songs about Spider-Man? There's a lot of other guys. Invite Billy Joel in just to yell at him.
Yeah. Hey.
Dude. What do you, write a song about Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's got a just as... Well, nobody hates him. Nobody's written a specifically anti-Iron Man newspaper.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird to pick on Spider-Man. Like, because obviously in Spider-Man standalone media...
Yeah.
The Daily Bugle hating him makes sense.
Yeah.
But when you put it in the actual, like, Earth 616, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up to...
Write about the Hulk!
There are... Yeah,
the Hulk's like a... What if an earthquake had legs?
Yeah.
So almost immediately, J. Jonah reneges his deal because he announces... they're talking about the new Avengers team.
Yeah.
It's got Sentry, Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Jessica Drew, and Luke Cage on it. And the, I guess...
They forgot there, I reckon.
A wanted murderer, an alleged ex-member of a global terrorist organization, and a convicted heroin dealer are just a few of the new recruits who are posed to bury the once good name of the Avengers once and for all.
All right.
Who's the heroin dealer?
Yeah.
Luke Cage, falsely accused. The case was overturned.
Okay.
J. Jonah Jameson, sack of shit, I reckon.
Yeah.
And if Green Day wrote a song about Spider-Man, well, it would probably be on the American Idiot album. And it would probably be either about how Spider-Man sucks, which would not really make sense.
No, that wouldn't be very Green
but
Day.
But what would make sense is if they wrote a song about how he's a sad sack of shit.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
How he's being portrayed in the movie.
Well, I guess it makes sense because American Idiot is mostly about how the war's portrayed in America. So maybe they just reference Spider-Man being like, and also we hate this kid.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Verse in American Idiot. Using it as an example as a verse. And maybe it's kind of a thing where, like as you said, Billy Joe in an interview was just like, oh yeah, it's about this. And also like, you know, the
In many ways, it's about Spider-Man. Man
how,
too.
Like the hypocritical nature of America. Like we hate the war, but we can't stop watching it on the news. And like how we read in the papers that Spider-Man's a murderer, but then when he saves our lives, we're like, thank you, Spider-Man.
And then Spider-Man, who just catches the tail end of that, starts crying.
Billy Joe,
he doesn't hear the interview, and it's just like he hears a song where it's like Spider-Man saves us, but is sad, and we American despise him, American idiot.
Don't want to be an American Spider-Man. Spider-Man
or is
across
it kind of
the
thing
nation.
Where, like the American Idiot, like a phrase or like one of the like the verses that includes Spider-Man and that goes to the chorus, American Idiot, and then Spider-Man's like, it's about me.
I'm gonna
in the fetal position on a wall, crying.
Yeah.
MJ's like, it's not about, it's just using you as an example. I think Billy Joe hates me.
And when Jessica Drew's like, it's catchy, she's like being like, just please let's move on. Like, I'm sick of having this conversation with you, Spider-Man. It's catchy. It's also not about you, whatever. But
get off the
it's
wall,
catchy.
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
stop having a wall cry.
Like, Monica, it really sucks that I'm like, I'm basically Lady You and this, you're bringing us all down.
Okay, one last question about it. How do we think it was received by the public?
Well, if it's on American Idiot, well.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
if it's on Warning, not so well.
Okay.
Yeah. Warning, mixed bag of an album.
And again, as Jessica
Drew.
When
they were dipping their toe in, but they did too many things at once, and not a very cohesive album.
Yeah,
everyone was like, I guess punk is dead.
Well, Jessica Drew says it's not a bad song.
Yeah, okay.
It's a great song. So I reckon maybe it's like maybe...
How would you describe American Idiot?
It's pretty good.
Which is pretty good and not a bad song. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah. Again, I'm not trying to console a man who's just had a tantrum. So
yeah, and also, it's not a bad song. Like, it's not a bad song.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not a bad song. That's the thing with comics.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know the tone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be like, it's not a bad, in brackets, anti-Spider-Man
song.
Yeah. Or it's not a bad song.
Yeah, it's not a bad, it's catchy. Yeah.
Gets me up and about.
Yeah, I play it all the time.
Maybe she's trying
it's
to.
It's my favorite fucking song of all time.
Maybe it is. Maybe she's trying to, like, you know, like, kind of rein it in because she doesn't be like, it's a fucking great song, Pete.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's actually, like, one of, it's in, like, the Hall of Fame of best songs made in the 2000s. Like, it's real fucking good.
It's one of the best.
And before we close this, because I feel like we've, like, this is open shut case. We've got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
What were you hoping to have happened?
This is what I was looking for. This is good. We just solved this mystery. We put the greatest minds of our generation
into how did they come about? What was it about? Yeah. And it's not an anti-Spider-Man song. It's not about how Spider-Man's a piece of shit. It's simply about how Spider-Man is portrayed in the
media. Issues, it just happens that the issues Spider-Man faces fold perfectly into the Green Day album, American Idiot.
Yeah. Spider-Man is such a victim.
Yeah.
And everything, nothing good can come out of it. It's not about like, hey, Spider-Man, this was good for you. It's like good press. He's like, no, they hate me.
He's like, all press is bad press.
I think actually what has happened is like, I've come away from this with actually a slightly different view than that, Zammit. Mm-hmm. I think that panel, in fact, is him being like, the media hates me. It's so well known that the media hates me that Green Day wrote a song about
true,
it.
True, true.
Yeah.
And then Jessica Drew's like, yeah, and it's not a bad song. Like, it's a pretty good song.
Yeah. I think that's most accurate.
And then, because then the theme of the media being dog cunts or whatever fits into American Idiot, because that's what the album's about.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
Everybody do the propaganda.
Rags. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't read rags. Don't read rags.
If I could get one, I wish this episode had more singing in it. That's my one criticism of it.
It's good because we just keep not singing.
Yeah, no. We could have. Yeah, we could. But none of us are quite brave enough to. Yeah.
I can't do Billy Joe's voice. No, yeah. I can't do anyone's voice.
Yeah. Well,
that's it.
Yeah. Don't want to be an American Spider-Man.
Yeah. An American Christmas Spider-Man.
And I walk alone. And I have a
Spider-Man of broken dreams.
I'm the son of rage and love. Spider-Man of suburbia.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams is almost a perfect song to sing when you are having a full-blown breakdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spider-Man, save me.
It's when what's fucked up and everything's all right.
My symbiote suit's the only thing that works beside me,
but it's shadow. Is that this quench your?
Yeah. I'm satisfied now. Thanks, guys.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson,
and I've also been Joel. Join us next month for no doubt another dog shit question, as presented to us by Jackson Bailey, that we then really work hard to turn into a listenable episode.
You gotta stop saying yes.
We don't.
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's ALLBIRDS.com.